The second thing is spiritual disciplines are not necessarily unpleasant. Now, I think sometimes we think, when we hear the word discipline, we associate it with grind it out, bad experience. But spiritual disciplines, I think, can really be a joyful thing, a great thing. I mean, I look forward to, not every morning, but I look forward to spending time with God. And it's disappointing when it isn't very good. But they should be a good thing. We should see them as a blessing, not a bad thing. I was talking to a student who, or a guy that went here several years ago, and he's in the Navy now, and he was talking about the discipline of Scripture memory. And he told me this. He said, "You know, I really struggle to sit down and do it, but I never regret it. I have never regretted ever afterwards doing it." He's never sat there going, "Oh, I wish I wouldn't have reviewed my verses." He loves it after he did it. He liked the results that were taking place in his life. The third one, spiritual disciplines are not a way to earn favor with God. Now, most of the college students are gone, but when I was a student, I really relied on the grace of God to help me on my finals. And so one of the things that I would do is I would make sure the morning of that final I would have a quiet time, because I needed all the help I could get. Is that how we think it is, though? I mean, it's sort of like, you know, I'm going to have my quiet time today because I need God to bless me. You know, it does not earn brownie points with God. Spiritual disciplines are not for God. They're for us. We get to know God through them. And see, that is what we need to understand. I think another thing here is this, is that spiritual disciplines a lot of times are considered legalism. And they can be for some. But it's not about legalism. It's about doing something that will help us to know God better, for Him to transform our life. It has nothing to do with legalism. Again, they can be, and we talked about that earlier, but it isn't about that. Okay, next, I want to tell you some things that I would consider as signs of wise spiritual training. There are four of those. First off, wise training acknowledges that the Spirit of God moves in our life in different ways. An illustration that you may have heard, but it really makes sense to me, is this. And it's the difference between a motorboat and a sailboat. A motorboat, you just get in it, pour in the gas, crank it up, and you're off. And you can do it by yourself. But a sailboat is different. A sailboat is, you get out on the water and you raise the sail, and if there is no wind, you don't go anywhere. But see, that is the way it is with God. We're more like a sailboat. It's our responsibility to go out, to raise the sail. And it's the Spirit of God who blows us, who moves us, who changes us. Now, a wise sailor will know how to adjust the sail. I remember one time when Nance and I were first dating. By the way, just in case you don't know, my wife's name is Nancy. Her family had a sailboat, a little Sunfish two-seater kind of deal. And we were out at this reservoir near campus, sort of like Thunderbird. It was called Tuttle Creek. It was just as dirty. And, you know, in Kansas, the wind blows a lot like it does here. You know, when it's calm, it's going about 15 miles an hour. So, you know, sailing is probably a good idea. We get out there, and you know what? There is not a breath of wind. But she knew how to adjust the sail, so we were just sort of puttering along. But she liked to get it, you know, where you're going like this, and you're leaning out, and you're almost ready to fall in the water. That was fun for her. But see, she knew how to adjust the sail to get the most impact out of the wind. And see, that is what we need to do with our spiritual disciplines. You know, one of the things that I think can be a common problem is, do you read those sort of calendar books like Is That Most for His Highest, where there's a daily reading kind of deal? Or a Bible reading calendar? They're great, and it's good if you can follow those. But what would happen if the Spirit of God wanted to speak to you a little longer about a certain passage? See, that's adjusting our sail. We might need to sit there and allow the Spirit of God to speak to us through that passage instead of just moving on because that's what the plan says to do. So adjust your sail so the Spirit of God can speak to you. I know, like, I was listening to a well-known speaker, and he made it a goal to read the book of Colossians for a week. And he loved it so much, and God was speaking to him so much through it, they decided to do it for a month. And after the month was over, you know what? He read it for another month. And that is because God was speaking to him through that book. You've met probably several people who like to read Proverbs, and they'll do it and do it and do it. I really enjoy Psalms 119, where I'll just camp out in Psalms 119. So I encourage you to listen to how the Spirit of God is moving in your life. Second thing is, wise training respects our different temperaments and gifts. I read a book called Sacred Pathways, and it starts off with this whole idea that, you know, God created us all different. So why is it that our walks with God should all look alike? You know, there are people out here that are very musically talented and gifted that way, and God speaks to them through music. They love to write songs to God. I'm not one of those. I mean, you've never seen me up here doing special music. But I praise God for those people that are like that. And what about a guy who's an accountant who sort of sees things more in a structure? Their walk with God is probably going to be different. And to say that everybody has to look alike, God didn't create us that way. So, we need to respect those kind of things. My wife, she loves to be outdoors to meet with God. Some of you probably do too. I remember we were at an elders retreat last year, February, and it's cold out there. And this was in the morning. My wife was outside meeting with God with about, you know, 10 blankets, sweatshirt, hood over her head. But she loved to be out there because that's just the way God has made her. So we need to realize that, you know, sort of pick up on who we are. The third thing is, wise training takes into account our seasons of life. I'm using my wife again for a good illustration, but in college she would walk with God. She'd, you know, spend daily time with God and quite a bit of time. She loved to have quiet times that would last an hour or more. Matthew came along. Not only was she in bed before he was born, but she was wiped out quite a bit after he was born. And she felt terrible because she wasn't having the same walk with God that she did before he came along. And see, we need to realize there are seasons of life. And our walks with God are going to change in the idea of what they might look like. But yet, on the other hand, it does not mean we cannot learn from God by taking care of our kids or doing something else. I know that the people, the accountants, for example, that do taxes every year, that's a season. And they're very, very, very busy. They need to adjust. There's other people that have different seasons in your life, and if you need to be a student of your life so you can pick up on those kind of things, so you can understand what kind of changes you need to make. So the third one was to take in account the seasons of life. The fourth one is wise training begins with a clear decision. Today, it's like Nike, just do it. We need to start getting these kind of things in our life. I think it's very helpful that if we need to develop a plan. Find somebody who is older in the faith, more mature in their walk with God, and have them help you with a plan. Someone who doesn't think, in other words, your walk has to look exactly like theirs. But someone who will help you develop things like what does it look like to dig into the scriptures? There's some basic questions that I like to ask, and one of those is that when I read a passage, is there anything in there that really stands out to me? Is there something that bothers me? What is this passage teaching me about life? What is it teaching me about God? What is it teaching me about others? And what is it teaching me about me? And then when I go through the day, I ask the same questions about life. Why is it that thing, that circumstance bothered me so much? What is it teaching me about life? What is it teaching me about God? Like the deal about the dog. What did that teach me about life? What did it teach me about me? And see, we miss out so much on what God wants to teach us is because we fail to carry those things out into life. It's sort of like this. You know, when Moses, he saw this sort of glow up in the mountain. And you know what he did when he went up there? You know what he discovered? He discovered the burning bush. That was a huge turnaround in his life. Because when God began to speak to him about going into Egypt and freeing the Israelites. But you know what Moses had to do? He had to go check it out. How many burning bushes do we miss because we fail to check them out? We fail to check out what God might be doing. You know, in closing, I'd just like to say this. And I'm preaching to myself because, you know, when I evaluate my life, I'm sitting here going, wow. You know, I need to be a better father. I need to be a better husband. I need to be a better Christian leader. I need to be more of this, more of that, less of this and less of that. And I think we all have those sort of areas in our life that we know we need to grow in. And we can all sort of put on a nice face once in a while. But you know what the world does not need more of? Is nice people. What the world needs is transformed people. They need to have, we need to see more people that have a supernatural change in their heart. Those are the kinds of people, because they're the kinds of people that are like Jesus, who truly do love God with all their heart and do love people. I mean, Jesus loved people to the point of he gave his life. So this morning's invitation is, are you ready to be transformed? Are you ready to set your sail? Are you ready to join in on training for life, for that imperishable wreath, to be transformed from the inside out, that God may be glorified?